Fiscal cliff countdown on WTOP with three days left. A gathering at the White House this afternoon may represent a last chance to keep next week's tax hikes and spending cuts from going into effect.
Joining us now, Ed Henry, chief White House correspondent for Fox News. Fox, we've been seeing some conflicting reports. One says the president going to offer a scaled back package. Others saying he's not changing anything. What are you hearing about what's going on there?
There was some confusion just because it's sort of a new proposal from the president in the sense that he released it last Friday right before going to Hawaii. And I think since it was the Friday before Christmas, not a lot of people were paying attention. And then there was no progress in the talks because everybody went home for the holidays. And so it's seen as kind of the new proposal that's on the table at this closed door meeting at the White House just in the last few moments. But it's been out there for a few days. Basically, what it would do, it would scale it back by going back to his original offer of extending only tax cuts for people making $250,000 or less. It would have a second part that would deal with 2 million people losing their unemployment benefits at the end of the year, extend that. And then finally, they'd have a small bit of spending cuts, not major entitlement reform to Medicare and other things, basically punt on some of that until next year because they're running out of time. This meeting just broke up, and we're told inside the room from a source that the president basically said, look, this is my scale-back plan. If you have a counterproposal, put it on the table. If you don't, bring mine up for an up or down vote in the House or Senate. And the reason he's doing that is because we're running out of time, so he wants to get something on the House and Senate floor. But also, secondly, there's a little bit of blame game here because the president's got his plan. He's saying, bring that up. And if the House Republicans block it, everyone will know why we're going off the cliff.
Right. Ed, do you think that Congress is going to give him another proposal or not?
I don't think they're going to make a counter immediately, and I think the clock is ticking. You know, if this if we go off the cliff, it's going to be the biggest tax hike since World War II. And Ben Nelson, the Democratic senator who's retiring, said today, if we don't have a deal in the next 24 hours, get the parachutes, he said. We're going off the cliff. And you know that economists have said that we may be headed for another recession if they don't get a handle on this. Frankly, I think Boehner's made his final proposal. He did that last week. He couldn't get it through the House. Boehner has said in the last couple of days he's waiting on the Senate to deal with this because he couldn't get it through the House. So I would suspect that the president's plan is the one that everyone's going to work off here. Maybe Mitch McConnell and Harry Reid will have a counter to that because the action has now turned to the Senate, but we're running out of time.
Before we let you go, Ed, if there is no deal, any sort of stopgap measure that could be put in place?
You know, the only thing I could see them doing is if they don't deal with the president's plan, as I laid it out with some specifics, is they could just basically come up with some sort of a 10-day, 15-day, let's extend unemployment benefits. Let's extend the Bush tax rates. Let's just extend everything, which would be one big, giant punt, but might be their last best hope of us not going off the cliff. The problem with that is that the president has said over and over, he said on the campaign trail and since, that he is not extending the Bush tax rates for the rich under any circumstances, for a day, for an hour. So he would have to break that pledge in order to do that, which is why I don't see him doing it. So they've got to deal with the plan the president has on the table or some variation of that, or we're likely going off the cliff.
All right. Ed Henry, chief White House correspondent for Fox News. Hey, have fun this weekend.
Great talking to you. Happy New Year.
Thanks. Happy New Year.